Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Joyce Barry and Friends.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Winding up the July 4th weekend, I can't help but thinking about the spectacular fireworks that I've seen. I love watching that kind of a display. It's always fun, it's exciting, and it's all done to the music of our patriotic songs, which I love indeed. We did our celebration show on Friday, July 4th, to usher in the July 4th weekend. I'm proud to say that Blog Talk featured it as one of the best of the day, and they changed the heading in the promotion. I had Celebrate July 4th Weekend, and they changed it to Fireworks and Fun with Barry and the Gang. I thought that was really a very powerful, fun headline. So if you're still in that mode, click on our show on July 4th. It's right on top in our archives until this one takes its place, last one on top. Celebrate July 4th weekend and see about the fireworks and fun with Barry and the gang. We gave historical scandals, historical significance, things that people do on the 4th. So it's never too late to find out how you can have fun and get involved with celebrations. I like celebrating every day. In fact, I am announcing now that we're doing our first ever celebrating Christmas in July show. So on July 25th, we don't want to wait till December 25th. We're going to have our Celebrate Christmas in July show, and I'm trying very hard to contact Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus to interview for our show. So if you have a line to them at the North Pole, please be sure to have them contact me. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, so why wait? I think we should celebrate it every day. But let's go to July 25th. We're going to celebrate Christmas in July. And as I said, I'm trying very hard to find Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus to be the guests on our show. Interesting thing about fireworks, looking it up in the dictionary, we all pretty much know what fireworks is. But to get an exact description, fireworks can be described as a display of temper or intense conflict when you want to describe something, you know, really profoundly negative, like you can't imagine the fireworks that went down between the husband and the wife. So we are going to discuss that, and then we're going to get to the other definition of fireworks, a spectacular display like the July 4th fireworks. So there you have it, two extremely polar opposite definitions. And the point of this show is to have you think more about the fireworks in your life. Are they more negative or positive? You want to convert the negative fireworks and create more of the positive fireworks. So as I say, interesting where we have a word that actually is used polar opposites, and it's how you use it that you define which context it will be in. So first let me bring on our wonderful guest today, Chaplain Oscar Smith, known as Chap Oscar. He's a writer, speaker, visionary leader who has been deeply involved in the spiritual growth of others for more than 30 years. He's known for his down-to-earth, engaging communication style and his obvious caring and concern for others. And I might add, of all faiths. He's an everyday person. He's a real person. He's my friend. He's also a co-host with Ted C. Uber, another dear, dear friend, on Think Rich Radio Show, broadcast internationally every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. And you might want to hear their shows. You can if you log into thinkrichradio.com. That's what I love most about Blog Talk, besides getting the message out worldwide that all shows are archived. And I never take any of our shows out of our archives. Welcome to the show, Chap Oscar. Are there fireworks in your life?
Yes, Joyce, thank you. And in the world of fireworks, the Joyce, Barry, and Fringe show would be considered the top show. You are the queen of a shooter's world. You know, Joyce, that's what they call these guys that shoot these fireworks. They call it the shooter. So you are the queen of the shooter's world. At the end of the day, it is your ingenuity to keep this show lively 5 days a week, and that's incredible. You would be considered a radioactive pyro technician.
Oscar, you just said something that I have a new idea from promotion. You know, everything is about this radio show, and you just gave me a term. I'm radioactive. So, that is a great promo. Joyce Barry is radioactive. Wow, I never put it in that context before. I promise you I will use that in promos.
Well, Joyce, it's, and you didn't hear it, it's radioactive pyrotechnician. You're the queen of the shooters. In other words, you produce shows at the end of the day that are filled with ingenuity, dedication, and everything essential to thrilling your listening audience.
And my goal is, given it's a worldwide show, my goal is that it reaches the hearts and souls of everyone, all races, all colors, all creeds. We try to appeal to everyone worldwide. So, folks, if we're appealing to you, wherever you are, send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Let us know what you think about this show, if you have suggestions for the show, if you have comments you want me to tell our guests, your comments. I certainly am in contact with all of them at any time. So please, it's your show. It's Joyce Barry and Friends. It's not the Joyce Barry Show. It's Joyce Barry and Friends. So let us know what you're thinking. We love to hear from you. We appreciate our loyal listeners. And be an active loyal listener. Let us know what you think. Okay, having said that, let's go from the negative to the positive. So on the, as I said, the negative definition was a display of temper or intense conflict. Where and how does that show up in your life, Pastor, or even with people you're counseling?
Oh, definitely, all the time, Joyce. You know, you're dealing with people all the time who want to do better. I mean, that's why they come to your show. That's why a person would reach out to a spiritual leader, not just Chap Oscar, but people in many instances, Joyce, today need positive feedback. And, you know, yesterday I was with a person that knows me well, and I was telling her about today's show. And she said, you know, Oscar, I would have loved to have had an opportunity to hear the fireworks in a feedback session instead of a firing session. You know, many employers, many managers will just, like you talked about, Joyce, just blow up at you. You don't ever do anything right. This you've been doing wrong for a month. You're out of here. And that person said, you know, Oscar, I would really have appreciated a fireworks display of feedback when I first got hired.
Well, the problem is that it is so easy for people to just be negative, criticize, condemn, judge, be hateful, find ways to make mischief, find ways to do something wrong, and you really need to stay away from these people. It is so very toxic. I have a relative, a close relative in my life that's always angry, always screaming, always finding things wrong with everyone and everything, literally. If there's something very pleasant and upbeat on television, like music or comedy, she's screaming, you don't need this damn thing. Why watch this? Or you watch a classic movie, and I love classic movies. She's screaming, why do you want to watch something 50 years old? Like, no matter what it is, she finds a reason why you're doing something wrong. It is so toxic. And what's so sad is that's the kind of person who needs the most help that you can't offer any help. They won't listen. They know it all. They've heard it all. They've seen it all. They're always right at all costs. They'll give up any number of relationships because it's more important to be right. Now, how sad is this? How the kind of unhappiness this person has. So instead of using the unhappiness to look to turn it around, they just embellish it and go with it, and they keep on being unhappy, screaming, anger displays. And you know, you choose your friends, you don't choose your relatives.
Yeah, well, you know, Joyce, we all deal with it. Some people stay so far, and particularly friends and relatives and acquaintances. I meet them all the time. These are people that stay so far in the past that the future is gone before they even get there. And that's what happened. They live it in the past.
Yes. Yes, they're living in that thing you said to them 20 years ago that they're still angry about. So rather than strive to clear it up with you, they're holding on to the anger. And 20 years later, they're still expressing that anger at you. It's just so sad. I mean, to actually know people like this and try as much as you want to help them, they are not interested in any kind of help. They're only interested in being right and making you wrong all the time. That's their life. That's their commitment.
Yeah, well, you know, Joyce, you have people that the future literally frightens them. And only those who prefer living in the past are frightened by the future. You just can't back into the future. You can't have a better tomorrow if you're thinking about yesterday today.
That's true. Of course that's true. But they live in the past. They are afraid about the future. And anything in the present, they can't even relate to it. It's the kind of person you say, wow, I'm cold. I got to change the temperature to make the house a little warmer. And then 10 minutes later, you say, I'm warm. I got to change it back. And this person is screaming about that. Well, you said you were cold. I said, that was 10 minutes ago. I'm in the moment. I'm warm now. But they're still holding on something you said and holding you to it, even though it no longer is the truth.
Yeah, and that's why, Joyce, we're talking today about fireworks. And there is a strength that the firework show producers have that I have always admired, you know, coming from New York. We have always been guests of spectacular fireworks shows, and I admire these shooters and these show producers because nobody tells them that's not the way it should be done. You know, you stand there for 30 minutes, and they're doing their own thing. We understand immediately when we go to a fireworks show, it's not our show. And that makes it really, really incredible.
How could it not be their show? Those kind of fireworks displays with the music in the background are the most beautiful patriotic songs that make you feel so good. How could it not be their show?
Well, what I'm saying is it's the producer's show. The producer does not have to get the public's approval, the public's criticism, the public's discouraging remarks. I would do it this way. I would do it that way. It's 100% the producer's show.
Yes, that's true. But I've never seen a fireworks display that didn't become my show, that I was loving the music, loving the energy, loving the colorful displays. So I think that comes from people that are control freaks. They would have done it this way. They would have had it that way. There's always something that you're doing wrong because it's not the way they would have done it.
Yeah, well, it's just like when you go to a club and the DJ is playing his music, people are in the zone, that music is just throbbing, the beat never ends. I mean, it's the DJ's show, and it's the same thing with the fireworks producer. It's the same thing we were saying about you hosting your show. You bring exciting, you bring incredible, thrilling shows. You know how to exceed audience expectations every day, Joyce. And you do it because you're sensitive to your listening audience. You're sensitive to your partners and the people that support your show. So every day people turn to your show because they're looking for something creative and innovative coming from your guests and coming from you as a host.
Yes, they know they can count on us for creativity, for positive energy. We're always there for that. You know, I think about shows like Howard Stern kind of shows where they'll ambush someone to being uncomfortable, to revealing something or talking about something they don't want to do. All we want to do is have the kind of guests that have powerful, positive messages and let them come out a winner so that everybody wins. We're not looking to hurt anyone. We're just looking to use what these people are offering us, our guests, and having them get out in the universe with their messages so you can learn from their mistakes, their lessons, their energy, all those things that have helped them can also help you. So whether you're a guest, whether you're a listener, we want everybody to win with our shows. And Oscar, you're certainly a winner.
Well, thank you, Joyce. And that's why today I believe the whole purpose of this show is to celebrate perfected love, because there is no practice when you're shooting fireworks on the grand scale. There's never a night before. There's no previews. There's no practice. I mean, you got to look at them as diamond cutters. They hundreds of thousands of dollars, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. I mean, look at the expertise that these shooters have to have. And I believe really you are looking at an expression of perfection when you look at a beautiful firework, Joe.
Yes, that's how I feel about it. I'm going to have to pose this challenge to our listeners and to you, Oscar, as well. When you said radioactive before, I said, wow, that's a great way to talk about the show, that the show is radioactive, you know, just taking radio and putting it together with active. But the dictionary says having or producing a powerful and dangerous form of energy called radiation. So for me to use radioactive, that the show is, and I do want to use it because I like it, but I got to add something to it so it's clearly in a positive context. Something radioactive or radio something active or radioactive something, because I like the play on words radio and active, but the word in and of itself is powerful and dangerous form of energy. Your thoughts,
well,
Oscar?
Well, that's why I called you to celebrate today's show, and it was dropped in my spirit. You are radioactive pyrotechnician. Now, that's complicated, but you bring a radioactive fireworks show every day, Joyce. You bring
your excellence every day. I thank you for that, but what I'm looking for is a way to use that word and convert it from a negative word to a positive word.
Well,
maybe radio proactive?
Excellence. No, radioactive excellence.
I have to think about that. I just want to make sure that there's no misconception about it being a negative word. Oscar, so before we convert to the positive energy and like July 4th fireworks in that context, anything else you want to say about a display of temper or intense conflict?
Well, one of the things, Joyce, opportunity is around us every day for conflict, offense. I am in a zone now where I am asking God to give me an unoffendable heart. I'm actually looking for a heart transplant from an easily offendable heart to an unoffendable heart, because really right now there are many people walking around with their feelings on their sleeves, and you feel it, the world feels it, at a hair trigger, people are ready to go off on you. So, you know, that is a process that I am praying for the Creator to download into me, an unoffendable heart. And I'm backing off people that I know come with an offensive motive. They just come to hurt and do damage to you. They look to subtract. They never come to add.
Yes, that's true. They suck your blood. They're like vampires. They drain you dry. And like I said, you really need to stay away from these people, but what do you do when it's a close relative? What do you do in a case like that? It's really a tough thing. It's very tough. And I'm not saying these people are all on the dark side. They may have a lot of good, a lot of positive things to give you in your life. This person happens to be extremely generous, never turn you down if you need something. So it's kind of like the two extremes in one person that is like two different people with nothing in the middle. What do you do with that? The good is very good and the bad is very bad.
The best way that I can explain this from my vantage point, and this is just Chaposka speaking, you can't walk backwards into the future. And I don't care if it's a relative. I don't care if it's a close friend, long-term relationships. It could be in the workplace. But you can't walk backwards into your future. I find, Joyce, that that's the question I have to ask myself. Where should my focus be? And if a person is not contributing and they become a distraction to where I need to focus my attention, then they're taken away from my strength and momentum. And I have to evaluate whether I want to walk backwards into my future and deal with misery found by being a yesterday person with yesterday hates and yesterday dilemmas. I want to move forward into my future walking straight.
Yeah, that makes total sense. It really, truly does. I'm going to go to someone in the studio lines. I don't recognize this number. I'm wondering who you are and where you're calling from. Even though you're not in the host queue, I'd love to hear from you. 516-375. What is your name and where are you calling from, if you don't mind? 516-375. Okay. Another anonymous listener. And by the way, that's fine with us. I just like to welcome people to the show, and I don't recognize the number as well. Here's something I do recognize. Here's something you'll probably recognize, and that is the powerful voice of Beverly Nadler sharing with you why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, I extend a heartfelt invitation for you to join me in making this the number one radio show. go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, upper left, under my picture. If you click on follow, you will get an email from Blog Talk every day telling you what the show is about, the guests, the topic every day. And the first one that can get five people to become followers as well, which means I get notified by Blog Talk, they're followers, and then I need an email from you or them saying that you're the one that referred them to the show and they became a follower. I have several authors that offered me autographed copies of their books as prizes. Our angel reader has offered it. That would be Lorraine Recchia, and as well as Chap Oscar, Tetsuyuva, Beverly Nadler. So I can arrange for you to get an autographed copy, help us become number one, and we'll help you with the kind of books we can send your way that will truly make a difference in your life. All those books I have, and I know how great they are. Chap Oscar, while we're on the subject of books, why don't you tell a little bit about your books and your website?
Thank you, Joy. Well, the first in the series is He Came Incognito, which talks about the presence of Jesus Christ coming into existence from Genesis through Revelation incognito, and it goes on to identify where, even though you don't want a label or a person doesn't want to identify it as a Christ spirit, it was here in the beginning and it's be here in the end. I won't spend a lot of time on that. Then the other one was inspired by Tetsuyuva, A Word Made Flesh. I also have A to Z Is He, and that's the capital H-E, and we're in the process now of doing a line-by-line edit of Gladiator Ali, which talks about the marketing brilliance of Muhammad Ali. And then we have another one, it's Man from Nazareth. Both of those should be completed by the 1st of August. So I want to thank you, Joyce. You've done a phenomenal job. You're in two of those five books, and I'm looking to fight with the publishers of getting you in the other three as well.
And I thank you for that, and he means that. He has a whole page with my forgiveness poem, my original poem on forgiveness, a whole page acknowledging the show and giving links to the show. But understand this, his first book, He Came Incognito, about Jesus. Imagine what it's like for me, a nice Jewish girl, to share a book with Jesus. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. When I saw in that book a couple of pages about me, wow, that really shows how Chap Oscar holds me in our relationship. Three pages in a book about Jesus from this nice Jewish girl. Okay, and that's something that's so far out of the box. And where do they go, Chap, to your website or to Amazon?
Well, they could go to Amazon, but the best thing to do today was send me an email at respectcoffee@gmail.com. That's respectcoffee@gmail.com. And He Came Incognito, A Word Made Flesh.com. All of them will have domain names, but I would say if they'll send me, so they're not running all over the place, is just send me an email, respectcoffee@gmail.com, and I'm going to package all five books together and Joyce, also make them available for your contest that you're doing. But
yes,
I'll
thank
tell you.
You,
yeah, oh, no problem, Joyce, but I'll tell you, the most awesome thing is I live here in Nashville, and Nashville is the publishing capital. I mean, we got all major book publishers, distributors, and I've been offered all kinds of opportunities, particularly now with five written books that are published. But, you know, Joyce, I am sticking to God's timing, and it is incredible what God is doing in terms of distributing these books. And I appreciate your friendship so much. You are an authority figure in my life. I don't know how you're going to work out this radioactive, but you have been a radioactive, inspirational leader as far as I'm concerned.
Well, like I said, I just wanted to be clear. It's a word with positive meaning to it. When you think about fireworks, and you know Country Boy, you can't help but think of Country Boy as fireworks personified.
I love Country Boy. I'm telling you right
Welcome
now, I love Country Boy.
Well, he's on the line. Hi, Country Boy. When I think of fireworks, how could I not think of you?
Well, I brought my military soldier with me today, my super friend Dr. Jerry Brown. When fireworks went off this year, I was up in the mountains. I watched the fireworks explode below me. Joyce, have you ever witnessed a 4th of July to where you didn't look up at the fireworks, but you looked down on the fireworks?
No, I can't even imagine.
It was absolutely incredible. And then I stayed in my beautiful town, the Alpine Village of Helen, Georgia. I was on the third floor, so when I came off the deck, I was standing on top of the trees. I think God was trying to tell me something. Okay?
I can only imagine what.
Now, you remember our granddaddy, Burl Walks, says God's way of remaining anonymous. Could God possibly have disguised himself in woman's own image? You know, he created the heavens and the earth and said it was good and thought it was good. And then he created his most intelligent creature, which was supposed to be man. But God goes from glory to glory. What did he create, Joyce, after he created man?
Woman.
Oh, don't say that on the air. Somebody might hear you and think that God's greatest creation was woman. Oh, my God. How you doing, Joyce? Joyce, I want to take my moment or so, and just if you guys don't mind. This man,
I don't mind, but
military.
I just want to say I do believe that behind every powerful man is a woman telling him he's wrong.
Wow, wow. Joyce, today I bought one of my super friends. He's my mentor. He's my coach. Two-time war hero, okay, military background. The guy was born in the Bronx. He was his mother was murdered. Died on Mother's Day, on the same day that he was born, and they said he couldn't make it, wasn't going to make it, but they didn't know who this man was and what God he served. So not only was he in the war one time, he was in there two times, he went back, double for his trouble. But I just want you guys, if you would, Joyce, just to say hello to one of my super friends. He didn't call in. I had him on the other line. I said, hold on, I'm supposed to be on, Joyce. His name is Dr. Jerry Brown, international spokesperson for the veterans, and now getting ready to go on a tour with Bob Hope's co-partner, Van Taylor. So if you don't mind, Joyce, say hello to Dr. Jerry Brown. Dr. Jerry, you there?
Man, I'm here, but I'm sitting here amazed. But God bless you, Joyce. How are you?
I'm fine, and after what he said about you, I would like to have a conversation with you off air. I do a lot to support veterans, and if you're a spokesman on behalf of veterans, I can certainly give you an opportunity to be on our worldwide show. I would very much like to extend that invitation to you.
Well, Joe, I humbly accept that invitation. And Country Boy, he's amazing. You say fireworks. He's like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get, right? And he told me to get on your show. I didn't know why I was coming on, but let me say this real quick. I want to be very brief. I heard the bishop talking about his book, and I want to say, to come on a show for the first time and to hear a bishop talk about an incognito Jesus that come to help what Brad calls a lost man, and God gives him a woman to tell him that he's lost. What a
shame. I didn't say all that. We didn't say that in the Bible either.
Wow. But it is amazing. But God bless you, Joyce. Thank you for being a part of this show. But, yeah, I'm Dr. Jerry Brown. I pastored in Korea, pastored in Iraq behind enemy lines for 12 months for the U.S. Army Recruiting Command. Now I'm disabled military, 20-year retired, 101st veteran. But, I have a prison ministry. But my heart now is just helping people. So I truly thank God for you. Give a commercial plug. My wife just released. She's from the Bronx also, same project. But she just released her first gospel album that I'll be on tour with Van Keller with in Urban Spice Magazine. So a shout out to her. The project is The Deborah Brown Project.
So I will call a country boy after the show, and I'll have him connect us, and we'll talk about you being a guest on our show. I'm very pro veterans. I do lots of veteran shows, but someone of your stature, I'd like to have you on. And country boy, I agree with you. Your definition, he's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'll be like Duncan Hines. I don't care how many pieces of my chocolate you eat, you're always going to come back for some more. Oh, that's Duncan Hines, ain't it? Oh, okay. I just needed to borrow that from Duncan Hines for a minute.
Thank you, country. Thank you, Jerry Brown. Okay, back to the fireworks in your life, folks. Again, look at whether they're described as negative or positive, because you can use it both ways. We're going to get to the spectacular display, like July 4th fireworks, and I'll tell you some of my positive fireworks in my life. But first, I want to share my website. It's Joyce Barrie, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarrie.com. That's my official website. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches as a success coach, a life coach, a home business coach. And I'd be happy to talk to you folks about having a home business, about having a coach, give you a free consultation to have that conversation. Just email CoachJoyce@AOL.com, put radio show in the subject line with the date of the show you heard, name, phone number, best time to reach you, and you can have that free consult to see if we can create some good fireworks in your life via coaching or a home business. Here are just a few of the endorsements.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joyce-inator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And as I said earlier, folks, put radio show in the subject line, the date of the show you heard, and I'll be happy to give you that free consult. Don't forget your name, phone number, and best time to reach you. Let's move along now to the positive fireworks in your life, which is, as described in the dictionary, a spectacular display, like the July 4th fireworks. Are there any you would like to share, Chap Oscar? You do good for so many people. You must surely have some very positive fireworks you'd like to share with us.
Well, one positive firework I would like to share, Joyce, here in Nashville, we had over 215,000 people show up for our fireworks show, the second best show in the country, so they say, behind New York. But the interesting thing, Joyce, that I find incredible is that people got to their pocket places and got positions 10 and 12 hours in advance for a fireworks show that's going to last 20 to 30 minutes. And that, to me, is an amazing picture of the expectations that people have now for excellence. It also pictures passion in a powerful light. And I just think we're headed now for a future where we're going to get the desires of our heart. I really believe the expectations of perfection is going to overtake all the negativity we're seeing in this world. I believe we serve the type of God like Country Boy and his dear friend. We got to get back to just highlighting the positive things going off in our life, Joyce.
Absolutely. Focus on the positive. Folks, let me refer you once again to our celebration show on Friday, Celebrate July 4th Weekend. And it was picked up by Blog Talk as one of the best shows of the day. And they changed the heading on it to Fireworks and Fun with Barry and the Gang. And I love that title, Fireworks and Fun with Barry and the Gang. So I thought, let me do another show on fireworks. And as I said, given the two distinct definitions, I certainly like the one about a spectacular display. And for me, I would say where it's a spectacular display of seeing fireworks is when I've won major, major contests. I love contests. They're my hobby. I admit that in the last year and a half, I haven't had a chance to enter any, but I was very big on them in New York. And the kind of contests we won, my sister and I were partners, and she was the same way. When I got into it, she got into it. The biggest prize she ever won was a new BMW, a brand new BMW. I remember getting that call and I just screamed. Now, my sister is very conservative and she likes conservative compact cars. So she wasn't a BMW kind of person, but we worked it out to get a cash equivalent, which in contest terms means they take a lot out. But she did get a very decent cash settlement instead of the car. I would say one of the most fun contests I ever won is where I won a trip to go to a school in Atlanta to drive a race car on a race car course. It was a weekend course about driving a race car on a legitimate race car course. Now, mind you, I don't drive and I don't have a license. But why I entered the contest was because my boyfriend at the time would love something like that. I figured I'll do the touristy things and he'll be in the class on the weekend and we'll spend the evenings together. Well, lo and behold, it was the first time I ever won a contest that was for one. I didn't see that when I entered it. Win a trip to, you know, and get the picked up at the airport with the limo and back and driven around and to the school and take the course. But it was a trip for one. And as I said, I never, ever won a trip for one, so I didn't even anticipate that. So when I spoke to them, I said, I really want to capitalize on the prize because I do love travel. I've never been to Atlanta. But I don't, just so you know, I don't drive a car and I don't have a license. And they said, why did you enter it? And I said, because I really thought it was a trip for two. And my boyfriend would have done that and I would have done the fun touristy things. She said, what exactly do you know about cars? And I said two things, how to open my door and how to open my window. I did say that. So anyway, she said, well, it is legitimate. You know, it says you won it. I looked, it doesn't say in the rules you have to be a licensed driver. That was their error of omission. It wasn't my fault. So I was accurate and they had to honor it. So they said, we'll pick you up at the airport. Your hotel is all paid for. You'll be in a limo going everywhere and we'll work it out. She spoke to the manager of the school that they will give you one day of being at the school because he want to acknowledge the actual prize, and then the next day the chauffeur will take you all around to the hot spots in Atlanta. Well, the long and short of it, I get picked up by the limo. I get to the course. We get in the racing car, and he knows I've never driven a car. I've never been behind a wheel, but I'll try anything once. And mind you, it's not just a regular course. It's a course with all those turns and twists and all of that. So they worked it out time-wise that all the other people at the school that weekend, and they were all men, there were no women, would be in class, so there'd be no one out on the course or anywhere while I was driving. So the interesting thing was he kept directing me, turn left, turn right. He knew the course by heart. So way before any sharp turn, he'd say, get ready to make a right, get ready to make a left. He had the course down. And I did exactly what he said. My instincts kicked in. I now look down. I'm at 65 miles an hour on a race car course. I've never been in a car as a driver before. I'm at 65 miles an hour and loving every minute of it. And now we get through. So I said, weren't you afraid for your life? So that was the first time he let on, no, because I can override anything you do. And he said, on my word, I never had to. You were so good with just following the directions in the moment, I didn't have to, but I could have overridden anything you did. So I said, can you at least give me the diploma that the others get, because none of my friends will believe that I did this. So he wrote on the diploma that he gave the others, dear Joyce, congratulations. When I saw the way you drive, I just want to say you drive like what I expected every New Yorker would drive like. It was very funny. You drive just like every other New Yorker, but nonetheless, you did a great job. I said, I really need that because nobody is going to believe me, and it's just a memory I will have forever that I will never forget. It's something so outside the box. So that certainly was my fireworks, is the most spectacular wild thing I've ever done. And the other one I would say, and again it had to do with winning contests, was I won first prize of $1,000 in a Michael Jackson look-alike contest. I look nothing like Michael. I can't moon dance, but I was entering everything. So I borrowed my friend's a leather jacket. I bought black shiny pants. I had the white socks, the one glove. I got the black curly wig. I had my face professionally done. So I look like a caricature of Michael, obviously, and I do everything through comedy anyway. So here I'm competing with very good-looking professional dancers, African-Americans, and they see me there. You know, you get a number when you go on, and they're all saying, what is she doing here? I look so out of place to them. And when they gave you a number when you came in, I said, you better let me go last because they won't be able to follow me because I know I'm very extroverted. I'm very uninhibited. So they did work it out that I'd be the last one, and the room went absolutely crazy. I danced to bad. I brought the CD with me. I was being very bad, all in the spirit of fun, and the room was screaming, going crazy. So now they say, okay, now we'll have a brief intermission. These were professional judges who will judge the winner. So all these people that were saying, what is she doing there, came over to me and they said, lady, after you, nobody has a chance. Because it was all from the spirit of fun and outrageousness. And I did win the $1,000 first prize. So indeed, that was my favorite kind of fireworks. Chapaska, anything, any comments on that? Does it surprise you?
No, I've heard you say that before, but that is incredible because, you know, to pull off Michael Jackson look-alike, that was quite an accomplishment, Joyce.
But the key was I was being really outrageous dancing to bed. The key is I'm very uninhibited. So the room was going nuts. They couldn't possibly give the prize to anyone else. today I would say what fireworks represent to me is people that get me celebrity guests for our show. And I'm talking about name recognition celebrities. My advisor, my radio advisor said that's the next level where it's all name recognition. I always have great guests, great topics, great lessons. So now it's fireworks when I get a celebrity guest. And I can promise you there are some coming up. So thank you to those of you that support the show. That's how you can support me. Get me name recognition celebrity guests. And then I would say that another fireworks kind of thing is when you folks have a milestone birthday. I would think that would be the fireworks kind of thing where it's spectacular, whether you hit 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. I heard this weekend that the oldest person in the world alive today just turned 116, a lady,
wow.
116. And when they asked, what lesson would you want to impart? And she gave the lesson that we all should know and live by, treat others the way you want to be treated. That was what she said, 116 years young. I'll try to get her on the show as well.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, Joyce.
Absolutely. I see these prodigy kids on TV all the time. They're 3 years old. They're playing drums like a Ringo Starr. They have incredible talents. They're genius in their own way. So the very young and the very old, there's so much you can glean from them as well. Anything else you want to share on positive fireworks, Oscar?
Yes, I do want to go right back to the word that will complement radioactive. Actually, you could become a rapper, radioactive passion.
Oh, that's funny, because somebody actually made a rap song for me to play on the air. I rarely play it, but it was in the spirit of fun. And since I won a diversified audience, he made up a rap song for me. Let me
well,
see if I
go.
Can. Yeah, look, I didn't sing it. I couldn't carry a tune, as my dad would say, if it was in a suitcase. But this is really a fun song. I just have to locate it. It's about having a home business, and he did it in the form of rap, and I do have it in my studio. Here we go, home business rap. And here I go. And here I go. And here I go.
Hey, Clarence, who's that white lady you listening to on the radio?
Hey, man, that's Joyce Barrett. She the white Oprah.
White Oprah?
Yeah, white Oprah.
Well, this I gotta see.
And here I go.
The hope with the choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline of leaders that set the tone. The comp line is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, a reason to win.
Going for it, getting it done.
We'll be smitten as we're sitting, an opportunity that we won't be quit.
Going for it, getting it done.
A company that does care, a business I must share with you.
Going for it.
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 With you.
Going for it. That's
contact
my
Joyce Barry,
rap song.
The home business coach, and you can start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now, coachjoyce@aol.com. Do it.
So,
I like that.
That's our take on rap music. And he said, you know,
like
you have
that.
Such a diversified audience. I said, well, that's my, you know, letting people know I work with them on home businesses, but that was to reach the rappers that wanted to hear it their way and their style. Oscar, over to you.
Well, you know, when we talked today and our focal point today was the expectation of perfection when you go to look at a fireworks show, and particularly if you leave to go 8 and 10 hours earlier to get a good seat, then this focus, this momentum has certain characteristics. And I just want to go over five distinct characteristics of momentum. Number one, Joyce, when you or I look at a fireworks show, we see a single-mindedness, a uniqueness that's phenomenal. And we also see an unwavering pursuit of a goal. I mean, when they, you hear them going up in the air, they're sizzling, they are missile-focused, they have a goal. There is a passion that knows no limits for the shooter, wanting to give us a great show. And then another characteristic of a fireworks momentum, a show that's filled with excitement, it demands a concentrated intensity and a definite sense of destiny. And most of all, it has a boundless vision and a commitment to excellence. And that's what this show is about, Joyce. We have got to get back into a season where passion is powerful, and it overrules all this other crap that we hear on TV and radio. We've got to get back into the potential of being passionate about something.
That's true. And when you think of being passionate, think of being positively passionate. Think about what you can do to make a difference in someone's life, how you can pay it forward, random acts of kindness. When I think of passion, I think of really putting your heart and soul into making the world a better place, one positive action and one person at a time. I thank you, Chap Oscar, for being our guest today. Always appreciate you. Always value our relationship. What would you like to say in closing?
Well, when you add passion to a belief, and this is something I've learned over the years, Joyce, and you know it to be true, when a person adds passion to a belief, it becomes a conviction. And then a conviction gets more done. A convicted spirit gets more done than a belief will ever do. I mean, conviction is the takeaway word for this show, Joyce.
Conviction, passion, prevail. Prevail in doing the right thing, and if you see something, say something if people are not doing the right thing. Folks, go out and celebrate. You can keep celebrating July 4th and making every day a holiday in your life and having good fireworks show up in your life. Celebrate your friends, your relationships. Celebrate your resources, your opportunities. Most importantly, celebrate the miracles that will come into your life if only you are open and believe that they will. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business mash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.